This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, hello, hello. It's Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coach. So welcome back again to another episode. Just a quick one. This one is like about knowing or not knowing. It's like, are we more confused? Is it better to know or not know too much when we're concerned with anxiety, when concerning with anxiety? Another, we can say, can we lose ourselves in deep, vigilant kind of thinking and thoughts? And because we're always searching, trying to know more and more and more. And are we more confused even though we have evolved with technology? And has our consciousness increased since 20 years ago? And why is that? So let's look at some of these questions and see if we can answer them. By the way, this particular podcast is not planned. I'm just running with it. It is what it is today, and I just wanted to make 140 today podcast, and my target is 366. So, yeah, let's run with that. Where did this all my kind of deep questions or deep thought questions or podcasts are based on current day events or current thoughts or even interactions and in connections with a few friends or this kind of thing. And this one originated on the way to seeing the movie Sigmund Freud's Last Session. And before we even got to the movie, we were in the car and we're a bit early, and we popped this question up. And is it best to know a lot or is it best to know a little? Let's look at the reason for and against that. So, and does it actually confuse us more? Anyway, so this question, whether it is better to know or not know, when it comes to anxiety, it can be subjective in varies from person to person. Some of us might find that having more information about our anxiety actually helps us and to better understand and to better manage it. That's a good point. We need to know. We need to create. The first thing to anything is creating awareness. We need to know. We need to be more aware of what's going on. We need to be totally aware. So we can manage it better. Other people might feel overwhelmed or anxious about too much knowledge, so it's important to find the balance. What's the balance? What's your balance that works for you? And And you know, sometimes you need to look into seeking support, from anxiety coaches or other professionals out there. Sometimes you just need to learn how to delete some of the information that we've asked too much about. Something we need to let it go, or even something called the float. That's, you know, the floating, the letting go, always mentioned on good books and you know, podcasts and YouTube recordings. So let's look at deep vigilant thoughts on can consume our, like, really our attention and focus, which they lead to, like, we can lose ourselves in them. You know, that's a beautiful thing about our life, is we're so, the consciousness is that's all we, you know, when you look around, everything's, you open up to consciousness, and there's enough information going there already. And actually, if we got too much information going into our system, we can go into something called overload, and there's just too much energy running. So sometimes we need to know how to put a pause button, a relax button, or a stop button, just stop thinking for a bit. Do something to distract yourselves, and that's what I do. I distract myself by moving to different things when I've got heavy thoughts, but not podcasting, because I love podcasting. I love to get deep on our podcasts. So I don't mind that consuming, because that's my love and passion and fulfillment. I love losing myself in this kind of thing. So, whatever, if it's apart from my passion, my fulfillment, and my purpose, then I think there's always this kind of thing called the stop strategy, right? The stop strategy is something you can say, just stop it. Now think what I'm doing, and observe my reactions or actions, and then ask questions, is that right for me? And then maybe then proceed with caution to get out of this overthinking. So stop. You know, STOP. So yeah, I haven't said that one for a while. I thought I'd put that one there. So moving along. So we don't want to lose ourselves into deep, into our thoughts, because then our thoughts kind of run us and control us. And when we're not thinking, we don't have control either, which is interesting. You don't want to be deeply engrossed in those thoughts. Especially anxious or negative ones, it can be kind of challenging to stay present, connected, you know, to surroundings. This can have a real impact on our overall well-being. Then we need to come up with some strategies such as mindfulness practice, and just to help us manage to, you know, put that stop button on STOP, and then maybe redirect our own energy towards something, to our thoughts towards something else. Nice way to be able to manage that. So so let's talk about technology. Technology has undoubtedly brought numerous benefits and advancements in our lives. It also kind of introduced new challenges and complexities. With the rapid pace of technology's advancements, it's not uncommon for individuals. I'm just going to adjust my phone a bit here. Yep. So today I'm doing the phone, which kind of might be a little bit blurry, or but it's on the go. And I love all these kind of things, but putting podcasts is so time consuming, and it's fun, but it's time consuming. I just want to be able to produce one a day if possible, and so here we are. I'll take a squeakly one. I don't have my microphone on, even though I should go and get myself a microphone and wireless one. Maybe it'd make a difference on the sound. But I hope everyone's coming through. I'm coming loud and through on this topic, and cool. So yeah, let's roll with this little potty. So so let's talk about technology. I am using a phone. I probably need to invest myself in a wireless little portable speaker that kind of takes out the back sounds. These kind of things benefit us, and but they do provide, once again, new challenges, complexities. So the constant influx of information, the pressure to keep up with it, it does that to us. We keep up with ever-changing technologies and potentials for information can be an overload, can contribute to the sense of confusion. Just a little bit about, yeah, totally 100%. Now it is difficult to qualify and measure the increase of consciousness. And I ask that question: is it, you know, like, has our consciousness actually increased in the past 20 years? When I first, you know, focused on this, and I thought, wow, we have really been evolved, which requires our brain to work quicker. We're receiving more information than ever, so our synapses are really firing up and working hard. And at the same time, I wonder if they're actually creating enough, or there's only so much information that our brain can take before it just shuts down. You know, so can you imagine, like, you're trying to push a lot of information into a funnel in a quick space? There's a point where the brain cuts out, because it needs all that, it needs energy to have all our body functions, hearts and, you know, minds and lungs and all that. That takes a lot of energy to run. That's got its own separate program in the unconscious world, so of our life. So we run on a, it's interesting, like the human body is run like a computer. It runs on systems, it runs on operation systems. So that these operation systems needs a certain amount of energy to keep them running properly, and any other interfering surplus information has to be blocked so we can keep functioning. So it knows what its own, it's got its own control mechanism. So it's a wonderful place, the mind, the body, the system. So yeah, have we evolved? I've probably ranted on a little bit there, but have we actually evolved consciously? Things are changing. We're learning. Can we tell them we learn something new? That's evolution. So in technology, there's all these different applications that we can learn. We're learning. We're developing new systems all the time. We're becoming higher reasonable. We have computers that do the thinking for us. Quick knowledge. Anything we need to know, it's right there in the fingertips. There's AI, there's ChatGPT out these days. There's all sorts of things that are really increasing our consciousness, and it's all about us, how much time we can dedicate towards creating, you know, in increasing our consciousness. So, and the question is does that overwhelming for us, and are we also creating a short deficit attention span? I think some of the youngsters are saying that they don't have too much long conversations on a topic, and they're finding it difficult to focus, because it's like everything's just been given to them in small doses, quick doses, the habit is like over evolved, but it's like it's created a pattern of quickly absorb, quickly delete kind of things, if that makes sense. Yeah, so there's some advancements in technology, information increase, awareness and understanding of various issues has led to kind of potential increases in consciousness. Yep. That's all good. So yeah, let's go and move on with something. It looks like ask a kind of next question here. We can probably go on about it, a little bit more about it. On this topic. So yes. Knowing too much and anxiety. You know, when we need to explore the concept information overloads, its impact on anxiety. So we need to look at the pros and cons on knowing too much about anxiety. Maybe let's talk to that a little bit. Is it beneficial to know a lot about anxiety? I think we're all self-doctors and self-medicating at the moment. We're trying to do different things and looking for all the answers, and it's all kind of on the tip. Sometimes I look at for when I need to know more about my car, I pick up a, try and analyze what's going on with the car, and then go to YouTube and find a remedy At least that's okay to find out, you know, knowing something about what could be wrong with your car. The car is very complex also, like a human body. And we can get a little bit lost in that. But I think just knowing what the cause might be is probably enough, and then we can drop that idea, but not go deeper and deeper and deeper into it, because then we become more confused and more fear, more anxiety, we increase from that. So we have many things we can talk about here, but so how does let's look at something like, how does information overload contribute to anxiety, and what are the advantages and disadvantages of knowing too much about anxiety? So we can, number one, we can get overwhelmed with this when we are exposed to an excessive amount of information and about anxiety. It can become like very overwhelming for us. The sheer volume of information coupled with varying opinions and conflicting advice can create like confusion, uncertainty, and leading to increased anxiety. We can also look at comparison self-doubt. Knowing too much about anxiety can sometimes lead to comparing our experience with others. And if we come across stories or information that portray anxiety in a more severe or deliberating manner, it can trigger self-doubt and make us question the validity of our own experiences. And then we can be, then what happens? We start biasing on this and collecting past data when we then believe it's true. And then we kind of go everywhere with this. And these comparisons can fuel anxiety and make us feel inadequate or abnormal. Hyper-awareness, constant exposure to information about anxiety, can make us like hyper-aware of our own symptoms and triggers. This heightened awareness can lead to over-analyzing, monitoring our thoughts and feelings, and we just get lost in this area of anxiety, creating more anxiety and top anxiety and physical sensations, which can further intensify the anxiety. I like that, further intensify our anxiety. So interesting. Advantage of knowing too much about anxiety. Let's look at some advantage. Empowerment. Having knowledge about anxiety can empower individuals to understand and manage their symptoms effectively. It can help them recognize the signs, seek opportunities to seek help, and adopt coping strategies that work for them. So, like, yeah, we have to know what tools we have available to deal with our anxieties. There's plenty out there. How do we come to mind? I also mentioned a few here already. Just anything, the STOP strategy, stop it, think about it, observe it, don't be, you know, involved in it too much, and proceed with caution. It's like hop off. Proceeding caution means, okay, use self-care strategies, meditation, mindfulness. You're not your mind. Yeah, you're not your thoughts. So come off them, even though they're kind of pretending they're yours. Really, they are yours if you want them to be, okay? Or you can be the observer. Go with that. We can... we can also look at the advantages about anxiety. Empowerment, having knowledge about anxiety can empower us to understand and manage our symptoms. We can look at validations, knowing that anxiety is a common mental health condition and can provide validation to individuals experience it. It helps them kind of realize that they are not alone, no one's alone, and their experiences are valid, which can reduce feelings of isolation and shame. Now, the disadvantages that is knowing too much about anxiety. Here's the disadvantages. Increased worry. Increased worry, excessive knowledge about anxiety can lead to excessive worry, constant exposure to information about symptoms, triggers, and worst case scenarios can heighten anxiety to make individuals overly cautious, avoidant in their daily lives. Okay, so that could be a problem here, 100%. And excessive worry increases the catastrophic symptoms in some of us, and always thinking the worst case scenario that can play out. It's not a cool thing, so we need to get off that, and we don't need the excessive knowledge. Sometimes it can be a disadvantages to us. And then we can do self-diagnosis. I mentioned earlier, medical anxiety. Knowing too much about anxiety can sometimes lead individuals to self-diagnose, become their self-doctor, or misinterpret their symptoms. And this can create unnecessary medical anxiety by hypervigilance, which may not be conducive to their overall well-being. Information overload. Too much information can lead to confusion, overwhelmment. It can be challenging to filter through the vast amount of information available. And some of us are actually getting too much information because we're too hypersensitive and we don't have these blockers. I believe that we all have a blocker. As I said earlier, our mind has a certain amount of information to take on board before it shuts down for its own protection, for the livelihood and well-being of its organs in the body, and to keep our mental program and systems running efficiently. Now back to that one, too much information available leading to conflicting advice and increasing anxiety instead of providing clarity in anxiety. Yeah, so we need to have a balance in this to have a mental health thing. So we need to have a balance and understanding. And we're just about the end now, and I do have a few questions for you guys. Let's go for a little quiz and answers. So what is anxiety? Anxiety is a normal and natural response to stress or perceived threats. It is characterized by feelings of fear, worry, and unease. So let's go to the second question. What is the common symptoms of anxiety? The common symptoms of anxiety includes like excessive worrying, restlessness, irritability, difficulty concentrating, muscle tension, and sleep disturbances. Can anxiety be a long-term condition? Yes, anxiety can be a long-term condition. It can become chronic if left untreated or if the underlying causes are not addressed, the root causes of it. How is anxiety different from everyday stress? While stress is a response to specific external pressures or demands, anxiety is often more generalized and not always linked to specific causes. Anxiety can also persist when the stressor is no longer present. That's interesting. So we still have the backlash of it. What are some common anxiety disorders? The common anxiety disorders include a generalized anxiety disorder, GAD, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, and specific phobias. What are some of the effective treatments for anxiety? Treatment for anxiety can include therapy, such as cognitive therapy, medications such as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and also lifestyle changes such as exercise and stress management. Can anxiety be managed without medication? Yes, anxiety can be managed without medication. Many individuals find relief through therapy, self-help techniques, and lifestyle modifications. However, medications can be beneficial for some individuals, while severe or chronic individual with severe or chronic anxiety. Are there any natural remedies or supplements that can help with anxiety? Some natural remedies or some supplements such as lavender essential oil, chamomile tea, the omega-3 fatty acids have been reported to have like calming effects. However, it's important to consult with a healthcare professional on these kind of supplements and remedies. Can anxiety be completely cured? While anxiety disorders may not be completely cured, they can be effectively managed with appropriate treatments and support. Many individuals with anxiety disorders experience significant improvements in their symptoms and quality of life. How can I support someone with anxiety? Supporting someone with anxiety involves being understanding. Yep, supporting someone with anxiety involves being understanding, patient, non-judgmental, encouraged to seek professional help, provide a listening ear, and offer reassurance support during difficult times. And that is the end of the podcast, my friend. So I hope that you've enjoyed it. So whatever you do in this world, make sure we can, you know, if you're feeling overwhelmed, there's so much information over there. Make sure you're getting the right information. Sometimes it's, choose what information we're taking on from the conscious world into the unconscious world. So having said all that, if you feel like this has really been beneficial to you, there's a ad hoc podcast, you know, helping everyone with anxiety, helping myself with anxiety, and creating some awareness, good awareness, and we can get over aware, right? So reach out. Once again, I'm always offering one-on-one consultations. If you feel like you need to talk to someone, reach out. And if you feel like you would like to come on to this podcast with me, and we can go through a set of questionnaires and do a podcast together on the topic of anxiety. Sometimes talking about something, it really, really, really helps us. So get it off our chest, have a bit of purging time. You're never alone. There's someone there always willing and able to support you one way or another. So anyway, my friend, this is Nick here, Holistic Health Coach for Anxiety. Have a wonderful day. Until our next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.